In my second appointment that I served, I had a wonderful gentleman and his wife who were long-term members of the community of Sandy Springs over near Pendleton. And I was serving the Sandy Springs United Methodist Church. And this gentleman, Mr. Chapman, he was a very faithful member of the church and now had gotten to where he couldn't get out of the home very much. And so I would go by and see him from time to time. And I liked him at the very first time I met him because he had that way about him. Very friendly, very nice. He was very thin. Hello. Very thin. Oh, it fell over. Very thin, and he was very, very tall. I don't know exactly how tall. I think I saw him stand up one time, but I mean, he was well over 6 feet, even in advanced age. And he had this marvelous look about his face, and if I had to describe him, and I'm not making fun of him, but he looked like a smiling giraffe. He just had that look about him. He just sort of reminded me of a giraffe. I don't know why. But anyway, he was just a great guy. And so I'd seen him. They'd been members of the church for a long, long time. And so one day I went out to see him, and he said, I have something to tell you. He said, I've never been baptized. And I said, but what? He said, I've never been baptized. I said, but you're a member of the church. He said, yeah. He said, when I joined, they didn't ask me anything. But he said, I remember my mom telling me, sort of apologizing to me, that she never got me baptized as a infant. And he said, and then later, it just didn't seem to be important. And he said, but now I've decided if it's all right with you, I really would like to get baptized. So I arranged it and went out to his house and did a baptism service for him. But you know, in the back of my mind, I thought, now, why did he see that as important? He obviously had a very good understanding and relationship with Jesus Christ. He had that. It was evident. He had a love of the gospel, love of the church, love of others. He was very much at peace with all of that. He was not seeking salvation. He was seeking baptism. And it sort of makes you reflect on what is it about baptism that's so important. We know that it's not critical, even though as the United Methodist Church, we view it as one of the two sacraments of the church, baptism and Holy Communion. Being the two sacraments of the church, meaning it's a way in which God gives God's grace in a very unique way, unlike any other thing, that God gives God's grace through these two sacraments in a very unique and powerful way. But what is it about baptism? Well, we can see from this passage that the baptism was a baptism of repentance. John the Baptist preached that. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, turn away from all of your ways. And that's the whole idea of the water, of the washing of the water, washing away the sins. And so some people say, well, an infant, you know, well, then that gets into all the debate over original sin, and we're washing away that, not everything else. I view it definitely as a sign of repentance. But I view that to be true whether it's an infant or adult, because we baptize at whatever age the person or the parents wish to have the person baptized. So we see that as a sign of repentance. But I see it as an ongoing sign of repentance. It's not, I've been washed, I've been baptized, therefore I am clean and I will be clean for the rest of my life. As Christians, as anyone, all of us, as we walk with Christ each and every day, we know that there are times when we are tempted, times when we fail the temptation and we follow the way that we should not go, and times when we realize it and we turn away. Repentance means basically to turn around from the way you're going, to turn back into the way. Well, if we're walking with Christ each and every day, we know that we have to make that decision many times. Oh, this is the wrong path. I'm going to turn and follow Christ. I'm going to make a decision, even in the midst of realizing it's a wrong path, even if we're on that wrong path, whatever else, at some point we turn, and it is a repentance. It's basically what I'm saying. It's basically a daily thing. It's a moment-by-moment decision where we turn from ourselves and our selfish ways, and we turn back to Christ. We make that decision. Now is the time for me to turn. And so baptism is a way, it's symbolic of that. The whole life filled with those instances where you'll turn and decide to follow Christ. And as Christians, we are baptized. We are baptized with that water of repentance, which is a way of life for us, a way to be repentant, a way to always remember, no matter what, to turn back to Christ. Well, it's also very much a sign of God's love. It's a sign that God's love is more powerful than anything that I can do to separate me from God's love. God's love is more powerful than anything that could happen to me that might cause me to be separated from God's love. God's love is more powerful than anything else. God's love is present. God's love is there. We call it grace. But in baptism, we're saying, no matter what, God's love is there for me. I'm washed in God's love. I accept that as a part of my life. I accept it as who I am, that God loves me. God will shepherd me. God will help me to repent. God will help me to follow God's path, and that God's love is more powerful than anything that I might encounter, that you might encounter in life and in living. Anything at all. God's love conquers all. And then, of course, we understand the acceptance. God made that evident when Jesus Christ was baptized, and he said, "This is my Son in whom I'm pleased. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased." In being baptized, we are accepted into the family of God. That's a part of our ritual. Whether it's an infant, whether it's a young person, whether it's an older person, when they are baptized, we say, now you're incorporated into the family of God. Now you're a part of the family of God. And that carries much more meaning than just being a part of Bethesda. It means being a part of the church universal, all who carry the name of Christ, that you're accepted into that family. And you know, the saying about family, you know, the holidays are always filled with times with family, which can be wonderful and can be whoo. So it's hopefully more wonderful than her. But we accept family because they're family. The same is true. When we're baptized, we're part of the family of God, for good, for bad, for indifferent, whatever. We're part of the family, and that can never be taken away from us. That is who we are as Christians, as baptized believers. We're part of the family. But then also, perhaps, in a lot of ways, most importantly, the baptism that we receive is also by what God's Word says to us, a baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit being poured upon you, being poured upon me. The Holy Spirit being placed on us, an acknowledgement that in this sacrament, in this moment of God's grace being given to you in a very unique and powerful way, that you are also receiving the presence, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that hopefully as you walk with God each and every day, as you practice this whole thing of repentance and understanding the acceptance of what's meant by that, that because you have the Holy Spirit, then you also bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. That the fruits of the Holy Spirit will be evident in your life. Really, baptism is a way in which that is promised, a way in which it is promised to you that you will have the Holy Spirit, and your promise that I will bear the fruits of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But that is a part of the meaning of what it means to have the Holy Spirit with us. And so you make that promise. The promise is given, and the promise comes with an expectation that you will bear those fruits as well. In the church, we have this time, an ancient saying really in the life of the church. At different times in the Christian year, we say, remember your baptism and be thankful. Of course, if you're baptized as an infant, you can't remember it, but you can remember that it was done for you. Remember what baptism is all about. Remember, indeed, the the different aspects of baptism. Remember how it marks us as people of the body of Christ, and it assures us that God's love not only will see us through all things, but that God's love is more powerful than anything else. Let's have a word.